in the first of our twin bill. The Ridgeview girls were winners over the Falcons 40-25, and glad to have up here to talk about it Raptors coach Brian Bodie. And Brian, this game was tied 19-19 at halftime, and OABCIG, and I'm sure you're going to credit your defense with at least some of this. Falcons only had 6 points in the second half.
Yeah, I think that's really what we talked about at halftime is we made a couple adjustments there. We had to close down the lane a little bit better. They were getting easy penetration into the middle of our lane and making one pass, and then the cutter's there. And we just talked about how we had to do a better job of communicating and taking away that cutter easily, which we did.
And Bethany Reese had 11 points in the first half, and that's what she wound up with when all was said and done. Leading scorer coming into this game, definitely a big factor in the game.
Yeah, we knew coming into the game that she was going to play a major role for them, and we said we can't let her beat us. You know, we knew defensively that we could be able to shut down one girl as long as everyone else communicated and took over, and we made sure that we knew where she was at, but we didn't let her beat us, which was a big key for us tonight.
15-point win for the Ridgeview girls as you got out of the gate strong, scoring the first 6 points. We're up by 2 at the end of the first quarter. The lead seesawed a couple of times early in the second. The Falcons put together a 12-2 run to go up by 6 points, but your girls closed the quarter out strong to get it tied and then continue that momentum through the second half.
Yeah, you know, it's a rivalry game coming in, so we knew that it was going to be a battle for the full 32 minutes, but I think we ended up calling timeout there. They got that lead up to 6, and we called timeout and got our girls to regroup and calm down. You know, we were getting the shots we wanted to, but then we started settling for jumpers, too, so we said to get back in our aggressive mindset, get the ball to the basket, and be able to finish in tight there, which we finished out the quarter pretty well and going in half tied 19 there at half.
Nobody in double figures for your team. Really, that's how it's been this season, collective effort.
It absolutely has, and I couldn't be happier about that fact. I know we've mentioned it throughout the year that we're not a team that's solely based on one player. We've got, you know, 8, 9, 10 girls a night that are able to go out there and aren't afraid to shoot the basketball. And I think that helps, you know, contribute to teams trying to prepare for us. They know they can't just shut down one girl. They've got to think about everybody, and it's able for us to be a good team basketball team to provide everybody an able chance to shot. So, you know, we had leading scorers there. Beth Finke had 9. Kenzie Dottler, freshman off the bench, puts in 8 points. You know, she gives our team energy there. Then we're led by our seniors, Emily Egger and Megan Weiss and Chelsea Taylor. They do lead us, you know, and maybe not always on the points there, but they're going to keep our energy up, and they're going to take us to where we want to go.
And even another one off the bench, Kara Richard chipped in with 6 points, and Harley was a monstrous on the boards for you, had a double figures. I had her for at least 13 of those.
We had 13 also for boards there, and she does a really good job of passing the ball too. I think she's actually leading our team in assists well. So, you know, she's able to get the ball in the basket and score as well as rebound and then be able to dish out a couple assists. That's really going to be big for us. And then Kara coming off the bench too. She's just coming back from an injury there. She had been battling a hip flexor there, so it's nice to get her back in that rotation to give us that extra body to make it 9-10 deep now. So all in all, it's just been a really good team win tonight, and we hope we just continue to build off of it now.
Getting your second win of the season, and for yourself, I know you're coaching on an interim basis, we'll call it, as Jess Christensen ran into her earlier, said she just got back to work this week as she has been taking some time off to focus on being a mom, and you're stepping in to lead the program this year. How's it been for yourself?
It's been fun. I know the pressure-wise coming into a program, she's really built a really good program here, and the girls really respect her as well as the rest of the community too. But, you know, coming in, you want to continue that tradition. You want to keep the program where she left it. You know, I know she has full intention of coming back next year, and I've been in contact with her throughout the entire season. You know, we want to keep things consistent so when she comes back, she can pick up right where she left off. But she's been a big part of the season too. You know, behind the scenes there, I continue to talk with her, and we talk about what things that we want to continue to enforce and run and just keep that program and tradition going the direction we want it to go.
And, Brian, you have one more game before the first half of the season winds down, before Christmas rolls in on Monday in Shaler, taking on Sioux Central. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, we do have Sioux Central. They're a good basketball team. I've seen a little bit of film on them. I watched the Newell Fawn in the game a little bit against them. They play some good man-to-man defense. They've got a girl, can't think of her name right now, plays post.
Danny Betcher's
been having a couple good games here in a row, so we've got to make sure that our post play is ready to go. Offensively, you know, if we continue what we did tonight and we're able to move the basketball and just work that inside-out game and then attack the basket, I think it should be a good game. And if we can carry this momentum from tonight into next Monday and send us into a break on a high note, that would be really, really good for our program.
Ridgeview girls win 40-25 tonight over OABCIG. Coach Brian Bodie, thank you very much for stopping up. Congrats.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage. We appreciate that, too.